Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm getting some background noise there. Let me see if we can cut that some of that off. Hey, Wally,
Sir.
Writing a book with Wally. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust is here. And we're talking about, Wally always brings us some great books to think about, and you, one you want to talk to us about today, as we did in the earlier segment, is Shoe Dog, by the founder of Nike, Phil Knight, and his journey. And we talked about how the journey he took in his book looks a lot like a lot of other people's journey, doesn't it?
I mean, I've met people, and we've talked about this. My good friend Tom, who's been worked with, three startups as a CEO, has been through this. It's the thing that you talk about when you talk about with other people who've gone through that starting a business thing. You don't know what you don't know. Stuff surprises you. The key thing you got to do is do something about it. You know, standing there and waiting for all the information isn't going to get it. You're not going to do it on a spreadsheet. You got to make a move over here and move over there. When you make that move, something happens. And then you got another decision, and you make that other decision.
Let me stick something in here real quick. I meet people who want to start businesses, and there are two kinds. There are kinds they're the kind that start businesses by going out and asking customers to do business with them, and they're the kinds that start a business by going out and trying to find grant money or want to get funding,
or write the perfect plan.
I'm telling you, the one who doesn't have a plan but who goes after the customers is going to have a 100% chance more of surviving than the one who just wants to go get funding.
Let me share a story with you. I met a guy once named Les, and he was supposed to be this great business guy. I thought he was funny looking, and he wore funny looking shoes and stuff like that. He decided he wanted to start a cleaning business. And if we were in Cleveland, he went to the top of Terminal Tower at the center of Cleveland, started on the top floor, worked his way all the way down to the bottom, went to the next building out, did the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
By the time he was on the third building, he had his first three customers.
Yeah.
My friend Terry, who I knew in high school, started in what wasn't the Pan Am building then, but it was that building in New York.
Right.
Started walking around, came up with Japanese Airlines as a client. Because he had Japanese Airlines, he got Singapore Airlines. Because he had Singapore Airlines, United got interested. I mean, there's a role to it. The thing that my father used to say is that life prepares you for life. The stuff that you did when you were 15, mm-hmm. you know, or working on the farm or in that first job or, you know, in the Army or the Marines or whatever, that stuff prepares you for the decisions you make, and you just keep going. It's one decision after another. That's the magic of Knight's book. That journey is in Knight's book.
Mm-hmm.
And besides,
you said that how old is that book? When was that book published?
I think it's about 2 years ago.
Okay, so a lot of the newer books are political and have a political point. Does he have that in his book?
I don't think so. I didn't read it that way at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been something.
Okay,
there.
No. Well, you just indicated
it's a good story about the business.
Yeah.
And that's whatever else is in there that overwhelms it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to start a business, this is what I'll say to you. If you are thinking about starting a business, read that book because it'll tell you what it's like.
And I'm sure he had plenty of mistakes that he talked about. And see, that's what's so powerful, so valuable. To me, I would rather I got more encouragement, Wally, from reading about Ford and others who failed, I got mm-hmm. more benefit from reading about how they failed and came back and recovered and lived to fight another day than I did about learning about all the things that they did right. Because I didn't need that. When you do things right, that's self-evident. And you have a party and you pat yourself on the back and you move on. It's how do you come back from a failure? That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah. Let me tell you another book just off the cuff. We're talking about old biographies.
1 minute.
There's an old biography called Direct from Dell, Michael Dell's book from the early days.
Mm-hmm.
That is that same thing. I mean, probably a third of the book is a huge mistake that he made and all the trouble it cost them and, you know, how they worked their way out of it. And you're right. Those are the key lessons because they're both emotional lessons and intellectual lessons. You know, I mean, Phil Knight is a smart guy and a good guy and all the rest of it. Phil Knight's had some good luck. But Phil Knight and the rest of us are all doing what we do.
Have you heard in his
breed.
Book? In his book, did Phil Knight talk about how much it cost him to get Jordan on first time and how that that did to the company?
Actually, there's a whole chunk of the book of that about how the idea of if you're not a shoe company and the famous thing about you know how they came up with the waffle sole.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good book, folks. Wally Bach, Writing a Book with Wally is the website. Hey, Wally, good job today. Will you come back?
Okay, Jen. All right.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.